Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das ist alle Peribes Mishnah, hey. Doistai ish kvar Yasma. He wasn't the Tamidim of the Beis Shammai. Are you a Tamidim Beis Shammai? Kfar Yasma is the name of a place. And Doistai was the leader of this village called Kfar Yasma. When it says ish kvar Yasma, it means he was the manig of Kfar Yasma. Maybe you remember a Mishnah in Masechtas Avos, Antignus ish Soichai. That means he was the head of the city of Soichai. So Doistai ish kvar Yasma, Yimitamida Beshami, Va'amar, and he said like this, Shamati, I heard, Mishami Azakin, from Shami Azakin, Sha'amar, who said, that even something that causes something else to become chametz, or spices it in a way that the spice stays, maybe it won't become bottle of its iser and heter, but it won't be metama. Li'olam ain't a metama, it'll not be metama, achiheboy kebeya, until it has the shear of a kebeya. So we had a machloikis about this in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that according to the Beis Shammai, just like we said, let's say, l'moshel, I grind up apples, and I use it to cause a dough to rise. Even though I have 200 times the amount of those apples, and those apples are Arla or Klaya Karim, it does not become bottle. Or if I use spices of Arla or Klaya Karim, it won't become bottle. And in the case of truma, if those spices are truma, or the sourdough is truma, even though you have 100 times the amount, it won't become bottle. Just like we say it doesn't become bottle, if that yeast or those spices were tame, it would be metama, the dough, or the food in the pot, even though it's less than the size of an egg. Normally, for food to be metama, other food, it has to be at least a kebeya, the size of an egg. And the Basilis said, no, when it comes to bittel, these things don't have a shear. It doesn't make a difference. Even if you add 200 times the amount of heter to the arla, or 200 times the amount of heter to the klai karam, or 100 times the amount of the truma, but if it's a yeast or a spice, it won't become bottle. But that's not true in regard to tuma. For tuma to be matama, something else, that has to be a kebeya. So now we have Doistai, ish kvar Yasma, who says, I was a Talmud in the yeshiva of Shammai, and I heard myself from Shammai Azakan, who said that it's not metama unless there's a beya, even though it's something that causes something else to become chametz, or it's a spice.